A word for you from Isaiah chapter 8 verse 12 and chapter 9 verse 2. Do not call conspiracy all that this people calls conspiracy, and do not fear what they fear, nor be in dread. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. Here is the beginning of Christmas. We are looking on the first day of December at this wonderful, wonderful message of God's conspiracy. God's conspiring to bring us light in the midst of our darkness. Because men's conspiracies always end up in disaster and failure and fear. And so God has told his people in verse 12 of chapter 8, be careful of becoming a conspiracy theorist. Be very careful lest you follow the latest arguments connected to weeks and Daniel and revelations, and all it is the latest theory and conspiracy theory at that, although usually it's not called that. And so God has told his people, don't call conspiracy all that this people calls conspiracy. Be very careful of going the way of the world and latching on to arguments of men who are really groping around in darkness. But God conspires from even before the world had begun. And here he reveals it hundreds of years before the birth of Jesus Christ. And he's letting on in language that is so beautiful, so wonderful, that he is busy with a plan. He is going to bring about something. Now that's the conspiracy that we need to latch on to. That's what's important. And there were those men and women of God who did get, you could say, a whiff of what God was doing. They never could understand it fully. Even angels longed to look into what God was going to do. But God here is letting his people know that there is hope. They shouldn't be driven around by the nose, pulled by the nose like a ring in an ox, in a bull's nose, being pulled around, but rather, let God lead you. He has a plan, and this is his plan of salvation, and he says that even in the midst of darkness, he is going to bring about light, and it's going to be through his own dear Son.